Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So with the economy and the way things are happening in terms of hiring and recession and job loss, and even though there was some job growth, we're seeing a lot of layoffs happen. One thing that has been reported and we've been seeing is are more adult kids coming home, moving back into the house, or some adult kids not leaving the house. And it's a question I get asked, you know, when should they leave? When should you give them the boot? Is it good? Is it bad? And so I'm mixed on it. Now, when I was 18, I was scratching at the door. I couldn't wait to leave. And I worked 3 part-time jobs and, you know, tutored in between classes, worked weekends and nights at one job, the other nights off, and the other part of the weekend at another job. And I was able to pull maybe 55 to 60 hours a week of work while doing a full load with school and trying to graduate college in 4 years. And so for me, I did it. In terms of roommates, I lived with whoever I could. In medical school, I had just, guys who I didn't even know that were students would share the apartment. I lived wherever I could live going to school. And I'd rent out a room. I lived in somebody's backyard. They had like a little casita. This was at Washington and Rancho in a busy part of town that was still close enough to work. But I lived in their backyard and paid some rent because I had a little shower, had a toilet, had a bed, and you know, I made it work. And to me, most of my education growing up, I credit to that, having to find a place to live. How to live on $6 a day $6 a week for food. How to manage jobs and school. So to me, I think moving out is one of the most educational things you could do. But things are a little different now. And so what I have seen with, you know, many adult children is they might struggle to have a roommate or struggle to have roommates that may actually be good influences on them. I've seen people drop out of school, drop out of work, just kick back smoking marijuana all day. And so the question I have is if you have an adult child that wants to come back, you know, or is staying with you, do you have parameters? Do you have guidelines? You know, is it that the child is going to school? So if the child is going to school and they're saving money, and they're going to be saving money for a home or for a wedding or for a, you know, and there's logic behind it and there's strategy and it's financially sound, I think it's fine. I know another adult person went, lived on their own, lost a lot of money that they earned on all the living expenses. And I think it's more financially feasible to go back and rent a room from the house that they were living in. Which is another idea, too. You know, your adult child, if they're living at home, make them pay rent. Why not? They need to get used to paying rent. If they're going to live with you, they can pay rent. Now, eventually, they'll be like, you know, I might as well have my own place. But because there's two different conversations. One is where the kids don't want to go. They're parasites. They're afraid to go out on their own. Then the other is, do I really want to drop $2,000 to $2,500 a month for rent, power, water, Wi-Fi, computer? Is it financially sound? Are living with roommates who you don't know? I mean, in the 90s, I was afraid of single white female. I don't know if you guys remember that, where somebody took a roommate, single white female, she moves in and she ends up being a killer. You know, I don't know how my parents ever were able to sleep at night knowing that I was living with strangers, but I didn't want to live with them. I wanted to do it on my own, and I did it on my own. But nowadays, you know, you really don't want to subject your kids to living with perfect strangers. You don't want your kids to blow money that's hard to earn when they don't necessarily have to. So what, you know, is there an age which a child should move out? I mean, I wanted my kids to move out the second they backtalked to me. So that was 3 years old. I was like, see ya. And I even told him, I go, I don't need this. You guys are the worst roommates ever. Leave. See ya. And like, okay, that's fine. But so if, let's say you have an 18-year-old child, you know, they want to go off to school, they want to study, you know, good. But if they're like, no, I just want to play video games, I just want, then you're like, well, then you pay rent. You're 18. I don't think it's unreasonable to charge your 18-year-old rent. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, I couldn't do that. They're my kin. I'd rather they save the money. Okay, well, then that's fine. But then they need to show you they're saving the money. You know, if you are going to be providing them, you know, free rent, what are you saving this money to later move out, to get a home? What are you using this money for? Are you using this money for your education? You know, the deal I made with my kids is if they're in school and they're studying at school and they can't find roommates to live with, that then that's fine. They could stay. But the second they stop school or the second they stop working, you're out. And so you'll have parameters. Now, some parents have children that just smoke weed all day, don't work, don't go to school, and they're just living in the basement. They're not dating. They're not. These kids will be with you forever till your 30s, their 30s, 40s, 50s. And some parents like it. They're like, well, good. I got somebody who will take care of me. I understand that things are changing, and we are seeing a lot of cohabitation. Families living together, kids living with parents. It's actually very strategic. I'm seeing parents and children moving back in with each other. We've been actually seeing this since the recession, the Great Recession. But, you know, to have two separate homes and two separate when basically you're over watching, you know, at your parents' house all the time, keeping an eye on them, taking care of them. We're talking even senior parents. So the cohabitation issue isn't bad as long as it is a cohabitation issue and there's independence on all sides. If there's a dependency going on, there needs to be an addressing of that dependency. Because, you know, for me, navigating my rent, my landlords and all that was an education that I think everybody should have. But on the flip side, things are so expensive. I don't want to see people blow through whatever salary they have to live somewhere that when they could save money at home. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So there's been a lot of concerns about what's been happening at the border. There's been some obviously health issues in terms of we're seeing some measles outbreaks. We're seeing cases of multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis. How many of them are endemic or how many of them are being brought over by the border? We're seeing videos of people sneaking in California, Arizona. And then we're seeing videos of crime and officers being assaulted. I just saw woman who was dragged on a moped when somebody stole her phone. And many of these criminals have been linked to being migrants. And I'm just really appalled at how we in America, who have been, you know, the beacon for immigration and for figuring out how to be a home to others who want freedom, why we are in such a disaster, why it's such a mess. And it's because we put politics first over policy and over common sense. We are no good to any other country if we don't secure our borders, if we don't fight crime, if we don't vet people coming into this country, if we don't ensure they don't have medical issues. Now, I'm not saying we go back to Ellis Island days, but obviously they were using some sort of cognitive intelligence to to discern if individuals coming in would either hurt society or help society. Now, I get we're a lot more politically correct. You know, if you're ill, we're going to take care of you. We're not going to say, go away, you're ill. But why did we do that in, 1800s, early 1900s? Because we wanted to make sure that we weren't bringing in, we didn't in America have the infrastructure at the time to take care of epidemics or individuals who were sick that were coming across the border. We didn't have the infrastructure to feed people who didn't have a job or didn't have a sponsor. So you needed to have a family who would sponsor you. You needed to have a job. You needed to have some way to support yourself or make money. And you needed to be healthy. Now, we didn't use that thinking, unfortunately, during the Holocaust, when refugees were turned away, which is frightening. Sadly, many people died as a result. But my family was able to come here 20 years later when America decided to open things, open the borders up to Holocaust survivors or refugees of Nazi Germany who had to flee. And in the 60s, they allowed people to come over, which is how my grandmother was able to finally come over. And now 20 years later, 20-year waiting list, but at least she got in. And then my father was able to come over, meet my mom, have me. So I see both sides. And I think we in 2024 can deal with the border a lot more astutely and practically than what we're doing right now. Right now is, we're going to turn our backs, let, whoever wants to come in, they'll be future voters, and it'll help change the voting districts. Meanwhile, we are grappling with overwhelmed medical centers on the border, overwhelmed schools, overwhelmed cities, overwhelmed shelters. New York is trying to figure out how to pay everybody to feed them. Yet, what's happening to our veterans? What's happening to our American homeless population? Now, there is a border bill that the Senate has passed, but House Speaker Mike Johnson has criticized it, and it is a $118 billion border security and foreign aid package, but only $20 billion is for border security. And so he says it's dead on arrival. He said the proposal is even worse than we expected. And the legislation right now of the $118 billion would allocate $20 billion for border security, give the federal government temporary authority to expel migrants when the average number of daily crossings exceeds a threshold, I think like 5,000 a day. The border security component also includes ending catch and release, including standards for asylum screenings and attempting to process asylum claims quicker, which is, again, why we have an immigration policy. We want to help those seeking asylum. We want to help refugees. We want to be there. But unfortunately, if the whole world wants to come to America, we can't handle it. So there's got to be a process. Now, Speaker Johnson said the foreign aid portion of the agreement includes $60 billion for Ukraine, $14.1 billion for Israel, aid for Indo-Pacific allies. Johnson said he would put $17.6 billion in emergency funding for Israel in a standalone bill up for a vote on the House floor next week. So, this is, of course, politics back and forth. If this is a border bill, why is only one-sixth of it going to the border? I understand that the House had said any foreign policy package that's going to fund wars in Ukraine has to have something for the border. So it looks like there is something for the border. But I've always said we need separate bills. That's why Obamacare was an absolute mess. We tried to put so much into 2,200 pages rather than saying, look, we're putting it into pre-existing conditions. One line, one simple bill. Let the insurance companies figure out how to manage that without wrecking all the prices. And then we're going to move on to there should be physicals and certain essential things in an insurance policy. Go from there. Instead, there was all sorts of other stuff put in that didn't even have to do with health care. So, you know, our foreign policy is obviously up for, you know, huge vote coming up in this election. How we're going to approach going into World War III or a Middle Eastern conflict while we're being attacked and we still have hostages, American hostages, trapped in Gaza. Not released. How we're going to approach Putin, how we're going to deal with Xi Jinping. Obviously, foreign policy is huge. Part of our foreign policy, though, has to be securing our border. We understand that we've been buying farmland. We understand China's been buying a lot of real estate. We understand that we are being infiltrated with drugs and with fentanyl. And our cyber security is vulnerable. These are things that need to be addressed. Who should be addressing it? The House? The Senate? Where's our president? What's our president doing? It's a mess right now. It's an absolute mess. And I'm nervous. When I hear from the CDC and certain cities saying, guys, we've got to watch out for this. You know, we're having measles outbreak. We're having this outbreak. We're having this outbreak. You know, we really messed up during COVID with how we mandated vaccines and how people trusted the CDC and then decided that the CDC was another arm of government and that it wasn't all about common sense medicine. So now we have people that don't trust anything the CDC recommends. From a public health standpoint, I'm really nervous. If something does come our way and we really do need to use N95 masks or vaccinate, the average American's going to be like, not after what you did with COVID. And I get that. What we did with COVID was ridiculous. We fired nurses who were on the front lines. We fired military who wouldn't get a vaccine. They begged to let us see their antibodies, to do a blood test. To show that they had antibodies, but nope. This is the way it is. You're being let go if you don't get vaccinated. So right now, I don't think there's a lot of trust in the government. And, you know, are people going to vote for Trump because they love Trump, or are they going to vote for Trump because they can't stand what's going on right now? Are people going to vote for Biden because they love what's going on right now? Are people going to vote for Biden because they can't stand Trump? But right now, we are seeing games played. Okay, the border security should be a slam dunk. It should be a bill in and of itself. Say, let's give our border patrol, our customs, our National Guard, everything they need. Give Texas what they need. Give Arizona what they need. Give California what they need. Build the wall. If they need the wall, build the wall. If they don't like the wall, then no. But whoever is standing there on the front lines, we give them what they need. Simple bill we passed today. And it's all this dinking around. $118 billion and only $20 billion going to the border. We could do separate packages for Israel. We could do separate packages for Ukraine. But everybody, it all has to be lumped in. You know how quickly we would get things done? If it was a simple one-line or two-line bill. But instead it has to be pages and pages of crap. So no wonder nothing gets done. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. A ruling in the Trump Colorado ballots case is likely to come from the U.S. Supreme Court before the Super Tuesday primary elections. Trump's lawyers argue their client is not an insurrectionist, but also that the Civil War era clause of the 14th Amendment being used against Trump should not apply to president. As for Trump himself,
I consider it to be more election interference by the Democrats is what they're doing.
The case stems from a decision by the Colorado Supreme Court ruling Trump engaged in insurrection following the 2020 election and can be removed from that state's ballot. If the high court rules in favor of Trump, it will stop other states from attempting to do the same. Younger Americans have experienced a significant increase in wealth since the pandemic.
The value of their financial assets have soared by 80% since 2019. That's according to a recent analysis by the Federal Bank of New York.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, burnout keeps pervading the news, pervading headlines, and I think we're a little confused as to what is burnout versus what is I hate my job versus what is depression versus what is I'm really sick of what's going on. And so I think we need to talk about that. Burnout is an easier phrase to use. in case you're among people who are not like-minded. So if you're working for a company and you're getting paid like crap, and you're hearing that other people are able to work from home and work two jobs, or they're able to work maybe 10 hours a week and then collect government entitlements, you're going to be kind of frustrated. So is it really burnout? Is it really depression? Or is it, I'm kind of mad that I can't get the same deal as somebody else? So we need to identify that. Burnout is where you've been. You know, it's a very generic term and does encompass a lot of things that might include depression, anxiety. But burnout, to me, is similar to writer's block. It's similar to, I can't do this task anymore. Burnout is where you can't do the one or two things that you have been doing chronically. So if you miss your kids and you love your kids, and you have been working, and you have been working, and you can't read another email or look at another patient or look at another task, but the kids are like, hey, you know, daddy, mommy, you want to do this? And you're like, I can't wait. That is more of a burnout issue. If you are, I don't even want to look at my kids, I don't want to look at people, I'm just done with life, then that could be more depression. It could also be fatigue and exhaustion. It's really hard to play with the kids when you're exhausted. But burnout kind of implies that it's something that you've been doing that you're just not enjoying anymore. It stresses you out. And so signs of burnout could be apathy. I don't really care if the job gets done. Exhaustion, poor sleep, negative attitude at work, skipping work, being irritated, feeling empty, dreading going to work, feeling underappreciated, feeling like you don't matter, blaming others for mistakes, low energy, thinking about quitting. So you see, burnout is more about what is burning you out. Now, can burnout extend and flow over to other parts of your life? Absolutely. You could be burned out and then take it out on the family. You could be quick-tempered. Maybe you won't sleep well. You could overeat. You could undereat. You could make poor food choices. You could just be making poor choices in general. Going, you know what? Let's buy some Super Bowl tickets. To heck with it. Let's just do it. Your spouse is like, they're like $10,000 a pop right now. Really? You wouldn't do that normally. Are you going to get depressed that you just jumped and spent 20 grand on two tickets? Oh, I didn't mean two tickets. I meant for the whole family. What? So that's our problem. I'm not going to go to the Super Bowl without my kids. I would need four tickets. No way. I'm going to probably use the money to pay mortgage, pay, you know, food, my power bill. I think I'm going to use that money to live for the next few months rather than buy Super Bowl tickets. But when you are burned out, you could have poor sex drive. So it could affect your, you know, relationship with your partner, memory loss, poor attitudes towards exercise, saying, I'm not going to work out. Why should I? Lack of motivation, lack of empathy, headaches, stomach aches. Your menstruation could change. You could have poor erections, weight gain, weight loss, fatigue, hyperactivity, lack of attention to detail. You could get sick often. So how do we address it? A lot of you are burned out. The burnout is going to rise as your company is laying other people off. We saw this during the Great Recession, where people were getting canned. So those individuals who kept their job, they weren't any happier than the people who got canned, because now they had to work the job of two or three people and worry that they'd get fired. In fact, fascinatingly, I saw that some of my patients who were fired almost had that sense of relief, because those who were working didn't know every week there were layoffs in the hotel industry. Every week they didn't know if they were going to be next. So sometimes, finally, your biggest fear being realized allows you to have that sense of, okay, at least I know I don't have to fear the unexpected. But I don't want you fearing layoffs. I don't want you getting burned out. I understand it's a very anxiety-producing time. But if you do have a job and you want to keep the job, and you think that this is a job you are going to be able to have and weather out the storm, how do you deal with the burnout? Well, first and foremost, try to laugh. Find some humor. I can't tell you how many times looking at a funny meme or a funny video wakes me up. And it makes me giggle, it makes me laugh, and I'm a little supercharged. So find the humor. I don't care if it's a Far Side calendar. I don't care if it's a funny YouTube or TikTok, whatever. Although we don't really use a lot of TikTok lately because of what's going on with China. But still, something that makes you laugh, look at that. Even if it's a clip from a movie. You got to take care of yourself. I know we say there's no time. I don't have time for a massage or a mini vacation or a staycation. You do. You really do. You have a lot more power if you have to take a day off, if you want to take out a hotel room one night, order in, watch some movies, just something different to break it up. You also have to learn how to say no. The four D's are deflect, defer, deter, and delegate. So when I'm at work, it's always, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it. I never want to say no. You actually can. It's okay to say, look, if a boss, let's say, is giving you extra stuff and say, look, you asked me on Monday to do this, which I want to do, and I want to do a really, really good job. Is this, which should take precedence? What you told me to do on Monday or this? Because I want to make sure I get what you need done. And if they say, well, just get both done, yeah, you have to have a talk with your boss. But if the boss says, you know what, put what I gave you on Monday on hold, can you do this today? Even though today is Monday. Have these conversations. It is okay to take a day off. If you get fired for taking one day off, then that job doesn't deserve you. Now, if you keep calling out, that's a problem. But it's okay. And then make small goals. A lot of times we burn out because we think that we're failing in our life. We're not losing weight. We're not getting a relationship. We're not getting married. We're not, again, small goals like we talked about during New Year's resolutions. Don't say I'm going to become wealthy. That's my New Year's resolution. Say, you know what? I am going to have an extra few hundred dollars saved away for next Christmas. That's a little bit more practical and more easy to attain. Stop also quitting, comparing yourself to others. Everybody on Facebook looks like they have a better life than we do. They're going to fancier places. They're getting tickets to the Super Bowl. You know how many people told me that they don't even want to be on social media because they don't want to see the pictures of people at the Super Bowl? I don't care. Who cares if I'm not going to the Super Bowl? I'm saving money. It's almost a badge of honor. Going, look, rather than buying tickets to the Super Bowl, I bought a Tesla or whatever. But you got to have fun. Find coworkers or other people that are also in your same boat that you can hang out with. Get a hobby, work on your bucket list, exercise, eat right. Burnout is not easy, but a lot of us have it and it's fixable. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly, in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing that has been happening at higher numbers is many of you do not have a regular medical provider. So you're using telemedicine, and the telemedicine provider is ordering you some blood work. Or your regular provider is ordering you blood work. You're able to access your blood work on your own. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I support that. I can't stand the fact that people have blood work done and they have no idea what's going on with it and they're waiting days or weeks or months to get in with their provider. So you have access to your blood work. But now you get the results and you freak out because you see something that has an H on it for high or an L for low or it's in red, whereas other things are in green, and you're panicking. And then you tried to call a telemedicine provider or trying to reach out to me or trying to reach out to somebody or posting it on Facebook going, what the hell, what do I do? And whenever we do ask, where's your doctor, you say, I can't get in with them. They're gone. Office is closed on Friday. But really? Doctors are closed on Friday? Part of me wishes that I was maybe, you know, millennial or Gen Z, where I could be, I was open on Friday, I was open on Saturday, I was at the office on Sunday, looking at labs, I would have never even thought that I could be a doctor closed on Friday, wow. So, life sure is nice when you get to take off on Fridays, but unfortunately, your patients are scared to death on a Friday, on a Saturday, on a Sunday, hoping to God you open up on a Monday and call back. So what do your blood tests mean? Well, I can't go over every single blood test right here in this segment, but I can tell you guys generally what's going on. So some of you are getting basic panels, like a CBC, your complete blood count. Your CBC looks at your blood cells, your red blood cells, your white blood cells, looks at your hemoglobin and hematocrit. Your CBC can tell us a lot if you're having an infection. What type of infection? Is it a bacterial infection? Is it a viral infection? Are you having allergies? Could you possibly have a parasite infection? Are you anemic? Do you have leukemia? Do you have thrombocytopenia? Blood cancer? Your complete blood count is a fantastic test that could tell a doctor a variety of things. So whenever we do a complete blood count, there has to be context. So the patient needs to understand what is the context. Are we doing it because we think you have anemia because you're tired? Are we doing it because we want to make sure that you don't have leukemia? Or you don't have too many clotting factors or too few clotting factors? Are we doing it because you're bleeding a lot? Are we doing it because we think you have an infection? Are we doing it because we think you might have mono? Why are we doing a complete blood count? So you need the context. And then from there, depending on what's off, a doctor can interpret it. Now, some of you might say, oh my gosh, I have high hemoglobin and hematocrit. All right. Well, it could be that you have polycythemia. Or you could have a condition where you're making too many blood cells, or maybe you're dehydrated. Maybe when you fasted before your blood work, which you don't have to do so much for a CBC, but for others, maybe what happened is you didn't drink enough water. So you're a little dehydrated, so it looks like your blood count's a little higher than it needs to be. So your complete blood count tells us a lot of things. If it's off, all right, we need to then do a follow-up. Is it off because you have an infection? Is it off because you're not making enough blood cells? Is it off because you're losing blood cells? So your complete blood count handles a lot of that that has to do, obviously, with your white blood cells and red blood cells that could tell us things. Your comprehensive metabolic profile or panel, that is pretty comprehensive. So it has your salts, your sodium, your potassium, your chloride. It also has your liver enzymes. So going back to your salts, including sugar, can tell us if you're diabetic, if you have diabetes, or if you have low blood sugar. Your sodium and your chloride and your potassium could tell us if you have a kidney issue, if you have a hormonal issue that could be affecting the way your salts are. Are you drinking too much water and making yourself hyponatremic? Are you not drinking enough water? So the salts are very important to tell us what's going on metabolically. That's why it's called a comprehensive metabolic profile. We have your liver enzymes that could tell us if you have hepatitis or if you have liver injury or if your liver is not functioning properly. Or if you have a swelling of the liver or an impaction because you have a gallbladder that's not working properly. If you have too much iron, it could affect your liver. So your liver enzymes can tell us a lot. If you have a virus, Your kidney function is also included in a comprehensive metabolic profile. So if your BUN and creatinine, your blood urea nitrogen and creatinine are high, okay, that could be a sign that your kidneys are not filtering well because your numbers are higher in the blood. It has a glomerular filtration rate, which could differ based on race, and they should have different values for that. And so it gives us an idea of your kidney function. And so the comprehensive metabolic profile can tell us a lot. You might below that see a TSH and free T4 for your thyroid. Thyroid stimulating hormone is the hormone coming from the brain. Many of you get confused that you were diagnosed with low thyroid, but your TSH was high. Your TSH is your thyroid stimulating hormone, which comes from the brain. It is going to rise and be screaming at your thyroid if your thyroid is underactive. So it's inverse. The higher the TSH, the lower your thyroid function. Same thing, if your TSH is really low, almost nil, that means your body is really trying to, you know, not signal the thyroid because your thyroid is hyperactive. So it's an inverse proportion. And we use the free T4 hormone to see where your levels are. Sometimes we have a T3, we have an uptake. So your thyroid function can tell us a lot. Thyroid is involved in your blood pressure, your weight, your fertility, your moods, your cholesterol metabolism. Anybody that has high cholesterol or diabetes, we always check your thyroid, because if your thyroid's underactive, that could add insult to injury. Some of you might have a PSA, a prostate-specific antigen, to let us know what's going on with your prostate. PSA could be elevated in infection, but it could also be elevated in cancer. And so an elevated PSA needs to have an evaluation. Sometimes the doctor might just repeat it. Sometimes the doctor might try antibiotics. Or sometimes the doctor might evaluate your prostate to see if it's a sign of early prostate cancer. So, and many of these labs, they might be a snapshot, you know, or a, I used to say Polaroid picture, but now I have to say screenshot of what's going on with your body. When it comes to like your prostate, if your levels, let's say, are 3, and normal is under 4 for your prostate, and then you go up to 3.9 6 months later, something's rising. All right, so we often like to look at your blood work to see if something's rising or changing. If your labs are abnormal and you can't get a hold of your doctor and you're stressed about it, you could try telemedicine or you could try an urgent care. An urgent care, at least, if they need to reevaluate something or recheck something, they could do it. So if it looks like you're, let's say, anemic and you have low hemoglobin and hematocrit and low MCV or low MCHC, that might be listed on your complete blood count, at least an urgent care doctor could rerun, or urgent care provider could rerun the labs, add a couple other things, check your stool for blood to see if you're losing blood, and do some other tests. We need to have access to our labs. I can't stand getting a mammogram and having to wait 2 weeks praying and scared to death. And then what if nobody calls you? What if nobody, you know, now that these offices are so understaffed, sometimes you may never get a call back. Doctors used to say no news is good news. That's wrong. No news means nobody is looking at your labs and calling you back. No news is not good news. All right? You have to follow up on your labs. And if you can't get a hold of your provider, see another one. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.